chapter 17, verse number 5. Hear ye him. You are familiar with John 3:16. And this is a missions conference, praise God. God the Father sent the first missionary, did he not? Without the first missionary, we wouldn't have anything to talk about. For God so loved the world, amen, that he gave his only begotten Son. He sent him into the world so that you and I could have life. He was a missionary. He came from heaven. And this is a missions conference, amen. And we know this Savior. We know his Son. What a privilege. Let's look at the text. Matthew 17, verse number 5. Let's go ahead and start at verse number 1. Matthew 17, verse number 1. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into an high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them. And his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias talking with him. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here three tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud, which said, This is my beloved Son. Hallelujah. In whom I am well pleased. Amen. Hear ye him. Now, whose voice was that? Matthew 17, 5. That was the voice of the Father. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the reading of your word. We thank you for the privilege we have, Lord, to look into your scriptures and your truth. God, we thank you for sending your only begotten Son that we might have life and life eternal. God, would you help us, Lord, to hear what you've said. Lord, to hear what the Son of God has told us. And God, not just to be hearers, but doers. Father, I pray that you would be glorified now in everything that's said and done. God, would you increase, and Father, would I decrease? Lord, would you have your own will and way? Lord, would you save the lost? Father, would you do your mighty work now in Jesus' name? Amen. The Bible says, hear ye him. This is God the Father telling you and I, telling the disciples, listen to Jesus. Amen. Have you heard him? Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ? You know what it says in John 12, 32? And if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. When we lift up the Lord Jesus Christ, and he's the center, let me tell you, he's the center of what we're doing in missions. When we lift up the Lord Jesus Christ, and we listen to what God the Father says for us to hear, he's going to draw all men unto him. Amen? That's it. We obey, we follow, and his will gets done. And just like Jesus pleased God the Father, amen, pleasing sacrifice. Jesus pleased the Lord God. Amen? He was pleased by what Jesus did. Hallelujah. We can go and follow that example and please the Father. Hear ye him, the Word of God says. Now, what did he say? What did Jesus say? Jesus said in John 8:14, my record is true. Jesus said in John 18, everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Jesus said, I am the Son of God in Luke 1:35 and John 10:36. Jesus said, I and my Father are one, John 10:30. Jesus said, before Abraham was, I am. Jesus said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth in Matthew 28. Jesus said also, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Have you heard him? Are you hearing what he's saying? And if you have heard him, hey, are you sharing what he said with someone right beside you? Are you sharing him with your neighbor? Are you hearing what he said? God the Father says, hear ye him. Lift him up. Do you believe these things? I do. The outline for this evening, we're going to look at three things. Who is Jesus? What did he do? And then what did He tell us to do? Amen. Who is Jesus? He is the Christ that's been prophesied since the Garden of Eden. Why is God the Father telling you and I to hear Him? Because Jesus has been prophesied as the Messiah who would be coming since the Garden of Eden. Open your Bibles and look what it says here in Genesis chapter 3, verse number 15. Prophesied. Amen. Praise the Lord for fulfilled prophecy. Genesis chapter 3 and verse number 15, the Bible says, "And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." Now, is this scripture fulfilled? Amen, this scripture is fulfilled. Look what it says in Matthew chapter 1, verse number 18. And as you turn to Matthew, you pass over Isaiah 7:14, which talks about a virgin conceiving, and that's what Genesis 3:15 is implying. So we go to Matthew chapter 1, and He fulfills the scripture even while He's being born. Amen. The Son of God. Hey, you remember Christmas? Praise the Lord for Christmas. Talk about missions. That's what it's all about. God sent His only begotten Son. And you know He came? He came. He was born of a virgin. That's what it says. Matthew chapter 1, verse number 18. "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as His mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost." She's a virgin. "A virgin shall conceive," Isaiah 7 says. Genesis 3 says, the seed of the woman. Amen. You read in other parts in the Old Testament, the seed of Abraham. Of the loins of Abraham. And Jesus came right here, fulfilling prophecy. You know what? That's just one. Somebody wrote down about 350-some prophecies that Jesus fulfilled as He walked on this earth and did what He did. But why are we going to hear Him? This is who He is. Amen. He's coming. He's fulfilled prophecy. You know what else Jesus said about Himself? Look what it says in Luke chapter 24. Let's turn to Luke 24. Jesus recorded for you and I about Himself these words. Luke 24, verse number 44 says, "And He said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me." I mean, He's talking about scriptures that are being fulfilled about who? About this Son of God that was born of a virgin. And these things were written down in the Old Testament. Where? In the law of Moses. That's where they were written down. Where else? In the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Jesus is talking about that. "Then He opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures, and He said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day." You know what He's lifting up? He's sharing with them the gospel. Amen. He's lifting up the Lord Jesus Christ, who came from heaven, died on a cross, was buried, and rose again the third day. He's the fulfillment of all those prophecies in the Old Testament. And His death and the fact that He is the promised Messiah is proof that He came from heaven. Verse 47, "And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in His name among all nations." Hallelujah! That's why the Lord God sent His Son, right? So that you and I could know the Lord Jesus Christ, not just the Jews. We read about that. Well, there, look at the theme verse. Amen. Back in 1 Kings, He wants all the world to know. He is the Lord and there is none else. And do you know who His Son is? His name is Jesus. And He says, should be preached in His name among all nations. And that's what this is all about as well, right? We're going to all nations and we're preaching what? The gospel. We're telling others, we're lifting up who? The Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, do you know where He's seated right now? Amen, this evening? He's seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen, right now. Amen, that's where He is. Glory, hallelujah. And we can witness on His behalf to our neighbors. And we can share with them the gospel of Jesus Christ. Just like Jesus opened up their understanding and said, look in the law of Moses and the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. And look what it says in verse 48. Can't miss that. Luke 24, 48. And ye are witnesses of these things. Witnesses of these things. I know God has shown you some things. I know God has worked in your heart. I know what He's done for me. Are you being a witness and sharing? Now, I know that Scripture is talking about what they've seen about Jesus, about what He did in their life. But you know what Jesus has done for you in your life? Amen. We can go and share that with our neighbor, with our brother, with our sister, with our aunt, with our uncle. Hey, with the person at the grocery store, amen. And we can share with them the good news of the gospel. We can be a witness for the power of God, for the glory of God, by the power of God. What's the second prophecy? We're going to look at two prophecies, then we're going to move on to the next one. The second prophecy says in Genesis chapter 12, verse number 3. Let's go there. Genesis chapter 12. I want you to notice the theme here in these prophecies. Praise the Lord for the word of God. Verse number 3. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Now this is what the Lord has said unto Abraham. Look at verse number 1 there. I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families. Hallelujah. All families of the earth be blessed. Amen. All families. God is talking about Abraham and the blessings that He's going to have for his seed after him. But He says, all families. Amen. Of the earth. Now that's not just talking about the Jews there. That's talking about all of us. In fact, you and I are a part of that blessing because we're here today, gathered in the name of Jesus, because God did that for us. Now look what it says in Acts chapter 3. This is the fulfillment. Acts chapter 3, verse number 25. I hope your family has been blessed by the seed of Abraham, by the Lord Jesus Christ. That's who He came from. Acts 3, verse number 25. I appreciate y'all opening your Bibles, looking at the Scriptures with us. Verse number 25. Ye are the children of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, and in thy seed shall all kindreds of the earth be blessed. Unto you first, it says in verse 26, God, having raised up His Son Jesus, sent Him to bless you, in turning away every one of you from his iniquities. That's the blessing. Amen. God sent His Son Jesus to bless you. Hallelujah! Talking to the Jews first and also to the Gentiles, and we're Gentiles. Hallelujah, there's a Jew I heard tonight. Praise God for the Jews. We appreciate the Jews. But they were given the gospel first, and we had it next. Glory, hallelujah. And if you know Jesus, you've been blessed with faithful Abraham. Smile, amen. Go share that with someone. So there's 350 some more prophecies. I encourage you to study, search out in the Scriptures and see this Jesus came from heaven and fulfilled all of them. Amen. And that gives us a reason to go and share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ with those around us. So He is the Christ prophesied since the Garden of Eden. And He's the spotless, blameless, sinless Lamb of God. Let's look at that. He is the Christ that was prophesied from the Garden of Eden. And Jesus is the Lamb of God. Look what it says in John. I want you to turn to John chapter 3, verse number 13. Now remember our text. God the Father was saying to you and I, to the disciples, hear ye Him. Now we know He's fulfilled prophecy. We know He's come from heaven. Look what it says in John 3, verse number 13. And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. Now this is important, y'all need to know. Jesus came down from heaven. This same Jesus that we're preaching, that we're telling others about, that we're teaching about the gospel of Jesus Christ, came down from heaven. Amen. He wasn't just born in a stable one day. He was around long before that. He came down from heaven. Look what it says in verse number 14. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Are you lifting up Jesus? Are you lifting Him up in your neighborhood? Are you lifting Him up, fathers, in your homes, dads? Are you lifting Him up in your homes? Why? That whosoever believeth in Him should not perish. That's the motivation. That whosoever believeth in Him should not perish. Now who's talking here? The same one that God the Father said, "Hear ye Him." He's telling us, lift up Jesus Christ. Believe on Him. Why? That whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord that Jesus came so that we would not perish, should not perish. God's good. He came from heaven. Now we know in the Scriptures we can read, we're not going to go to all these. I'm just going to go over. God's Son walked among men. He started in Galilee. He was a man. Took on the form of a man, the Son of God. He walked among men in Galilee, in the land of the Jews, in Jerusalem, and throughout all Judea. In Acts 10, you can read about that. At 12 years old, he sat in the temple and astonished the doctors in the temple. His fame went throughout Syria in Matthew chapter 4. He walked on the sea in Matthew chapter 4. He fed 5,000 men with only 5 loaves and 2 fishes in Matthew chapter 14. This is Jesus, the one we're lifting up. He did this as He walked on the face of the earth. He gave sight to the blind. He made the lame to walk. He cleansed the lepers. He raised the dead. He preached the gospel to the poor. He cured many infirmities and plagues of evil spirits in 1 hour, it says in Luke 7:21. This is the Jesus that we're lifting up. I hope you hear Him. I hope you hear what the Lord God's telling us to do. And we know that Jesus is without spot. Hebrews 9:14, that He's holy, harmless, undefiled. Hebrews 7:26, do you know this Jesus that I'm speaking of? He is separate from sinners and He's made higher than the heavens. Hebrews 7:26, though He was tempted by the devil, He knew no sin. 2 Corinthians 5, He did no sin. 1 Peter 2, and in Him is no sin. 1 John 3, 5, this is Jesus. He's a lamb that was slain who's worthy to receive power and riches and wisdom. He's a lamb who was slain from the foundation of the world in Revelation 13, 8. He's a lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. John 1, 29. Do you know Him? God the Father wants us to hear Him, to hear what He said, to hear what He's done. Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. Hallelujah. And He was buried in a borrowed tomb that was sealed and guarded, Matthew 27. He was 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth, Matthew 12, 40. This is Jesus. He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, 1 Corinthians 15. Praise the Lord, this Jesus paid for all the sin debt. And rose again. He was the acceptable sacrifice, the propitiation for all men's sin, if they only believe on Him. And you and I can go and share this message of hope. Do you hear Him? Do you know what Jesus is saying? Do you know what the message of the missionary is? Amen? To go and to share the gospel of the resurrection. Jesus rose from the dead. He didn't stay dead. Hear ye him. He's the Christ that was prophesied since the Garden of Eden. He's the spotless, blameless, sinless Lamb of God. And finally, we're going to look at Jesus and what he has for you and I. What does he tell us to do? He has all power in heaven and earth. Let's look at that. Matthew 28, verse number 18. And we were here last night. Praise the Lord. This same Jesus that walked amongst men, this same Jesus that came from heaven and was born of a virgin, this same Jesus that rose from the grave. What's the Bible tell us? He's given. Matthew 28, verse number 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them. Are you listening? Hear ye him, God says. All power that's a hard thing to say. I can't imagine that. All power. Now, I'm just thinking about the things on the earth that I know about. I mean, just think about Alaska alone. Just think about all the lights that are going on, you know. And how about that wind? We were up on top of that mountaintop. How about the power of the wind whipping through there? Can you capture that? All power. That's just one state. What about all 50 states? And that's just one country. What about all the countries of the world? And that's just one earth. What about all the universe? What's the Bible say? All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Are you hearing? This is Jesus. All power. Go ye therefore. Are you hearing him? This is the same Jesus that came from heaven, that died on the cross, that rose again the third day. He has all power. God gave it to him. All authority in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. There's that all nations again. We've read that already through the scriptures in the Old Testament prophecies. We read that in the New Testament already. And here we are again. All nations. Go and teach. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Look what it says in verse 20. Teaching them to observe what? The things that you and I have been told to hear ye him. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Are you hearing him? He's made it clear we have a record. Are you obeying? I hope so. What a privilege to be a part of the ministry. Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the Bible says in Colossians. He's overcome the world in John. Chapter 16. Jesus only hath immortality in 1 Timothy 6:16. Jesus has all power in heaven and earth, and he tells and gives us a command to go. I hope you've heard him. God the Father says to hear him. And he doesn't want us just to hear with our ears. He wants our feet and our hands and our eyes and our mouths to hear. Go to do. Look what the Bible says in verse number 20. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. Are you hearing what he's already told you? We have a record. Are you hearing it? It's written down. We can read. We can listen. The very Word of God, perfect, pure, eternal, words of life. Are you listening? Are you reading? Are you following Him where He leads you? Even in the Scriptures. And the most important, right? The Gospel. Are you getting the Gospel out? Are you telling others? God told us to hear Him. Did you hear what He said? He's the way, the truth, and the life. Can I introduce you to Jesus? Are we going and teaching others about Jesus. Let's pray. Stand to your feet. Let's pray. Stand to your feet, please.